It's the morning show. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Now to what's called the mindset list, a list of cultural touchstones that shape the worldview of entering college students and possible reality check for professors and what their students have lived through and what references might benefit for more context. Thanks to Alvin in Milwaukee, by the way, for the segment idea. Join in 800-642-1234. Conversation right here, 800-642-1234. Tommy Zurhellen is an associate professor of English at Marist College in New York, one of the directors of the Mindset List, which was created by one of his mentors at Beloit College more than 20 years ago. Tommy, welcome to the Ideas Network.
Hey, good morning, Kate. Happy Tuesday.
Happy Tuesday to you. And before we get into the nitty-gritty here of this year's Mindset List, can you explain how the list has evolved since Marist College took it over 3 years ago?
Sure thing. It's evolved a lot. So basically, the list originated at Beloit College, which is my alma mater, class of 91. Go Buccaneers. the original director of the Mindset List was my mentor, Tom McBride. He retired several years ago, and he thought of me here at Marist College in Poughkeepsie, New York, as a worthy successor to the list. And so we've made some changes. You know, the list used to be a fun kind of trivia list for people to look at college students, but we've kind of flipped the perspective. So now it's really focusing on what students really care about in their world.
What students really care about. Everyone has different backgrounds and unique interactions with the world they live in. Why does categorizing or synthesizing or making lists matter?
Well, I think it's a great way to find common ground between generations. You know, I think the word on the street is lately that younger people don't really care about anything. But of course, if you teach college like I do here in Poughkeepsie, you know that's just not true. They might care about different things or in things in different ways. So the list is a great way. It's kind of like our top 10 list of common ground and things that might surprise you about our incoming first-year students.
Is the list a springboard for classroom discussions, for campus conversations?
Yeah, you hit it right on the head there, Kate. So the list now, you know, it's more than just a trivia list. A typical item of the old list used to be, you know, students never saw Cal Ripken Jr. play baseball, which, you know, let's face it, students probably don't care much about. But now we're trying to get to the heart of the matter. And yeah, we have, along with each list item, we have support material, further reading to really spark those conversations between students and their professors, and even between students and their parents. You know, sending their students off to college, they probably have a lot of questions too. So it's a great way to find common ground with college students and see what they really care about.
What are some of those big takeaways from this year's Mindset List? Give us a tour.
Yeah, so, you know, the newer Marist List, this is our third time doing it. Basically, we use a top 10 format following different disciplines. And what struck me about this list, perhaps the pervading theme is not just COVID, but COVID fatigue. Students, you know, not perhaps feeling the physical effects of COVID in their daily lives, but that mental fatigue is still very much a part of their lives. The good news is our students, younger people, are much better at identifying mental health issues than perhaps older generations are. So that's a good tonic. But we find a lot of common ground in this list, too. So, for instance, current events, everybody knows about the Russian invasion of Ukraine. And this year, you know, we compared students of today, of this year, with students growing up in the 50s and 60s, you know, the duck and cover generation. And we found a lot of common ground, you know, the idea that global conflict is, you know, feels at least just a couple of steps away. Of course, now in our digital world, the effects of that are going to be different, but the feelings are very, very similar.
What about, the digital world and about the social distancing that has been such a new norm in recent times? How has that been viewed on the Mindset List?
So the social distancing, you know, students are much more used to it. because of their dependence on social media and their devices. So I think it was the older generations that had a bigger problem with isolation. But of course, for anybody, isolation can bring mental health issues as well. And so we're finding a lot of students kind of dealing with the resurgence, like how to gain those social skills, because let's face it, that's what you do in college besides going to class. You're learning how to deal with other people and collaborate and connect and things like that. So we're going to see how that plays out.
Stepping back for a moment, this list, as I understand, isn't a scientific survey. Is that a barrier to being accepted in academia circles and being able to further what you're finding here and perhaps publishing, the publishing potential of the Mindset List?
Right. That's a really good question, Kate. So we weren't, when we started the Marist Mindset List 3 years ago, we knew very well that perhaps our scientific capabilities, leaning on a lot of anecdotal information from our students and other professors' students might not be, judged as an academic, purely academic piece. But we did want to lend some credence to the issues facing our students today in a more, let's say, academic arena. One of the reasons why you go to college is to learn how to debate, to connect, to argue with other people about issues. And this list gives, the students, a set of criteria that they can actually have, intelligent conversations on. So yeah, you're absolutely right. This is not an academic list by any means. You're not going to find it in the PMLA or something like that. But we still stand by the effects that we got a lot of, anecdotal information, as I said, from our students. And, 3 years in a row, it surprises us every year. So we really like it.
Mm. At home, I understand, at a liberal arts college, the Mindset List. I'm going to just reintroduce you, Tommy Zurhellen, associate professor at Marist College, one of the managers of the Mindset List, this annual guide to what cultural touchstones and concerns are on the minds of incoming college students. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Perhaps you remember the origins of this list at Beloit. Tommy, one of the findings from the list is that while college students might be more aware of sustainability issues like fast fashion, they're not necessarily taking action. What did you find there?
Yeah, so, no one's going to be surprised that our incoming students know a lot more about sustainability and sustainability issues than we do, older generations. But what surprised us is students really aren't doing anything about it. They're still kind of latched to the cheapest buy and the quickest buy and trends and social media influencers to really make that change and head towards a more sustainable, life, a sustainable future. So while they know a lot more than we do about these things, they haven't acted on it yet.
And for context, Facebook was founded in 2004, the year that many of these incoming college students were born. How helpful is that as you talk about these issues around social media?
Well, again, finding common ground. So for somebody like me, social media is Facebook. I use Facebook all the time. But of course, our students now see Facebook as something, a dinosaur might use. They're probably right. And they're, they're fleeing Facebook in large numbers to go to TikTok, Instagram, YouTube, and the latest social media platforms. So while we see, Facebook is only 18 years old, the same age as our incoming class, they see it as 1,000 years old, even though it's only as old as they are. It's really interesting.
What have students said about social justice, about Black Lives Matter? How do they frame that?
That's the interesting thing. So as a college professor, one of the things you got to do is, students have ideas and opinions, but they might not be able to voice them yet. And so, things like Black Lives Matter, social justice issues, things like that, they have opinions, but they really haven't found a way to formulate those opinions as a part of a debate or something like that. So one thing we're seeing is students obviously very passionate about these social justice issues. We saw it in the, I think, the recent election here in the Hudson Valley. But at the same time, they're really kind of struggling, as all students do, to voice those opinions.
Tommy, how should college professors or parents, for that matter, use this mindset list? How do you want them to put it to use?
Yeah, so, you know, I think when people read the annual mindset list about the mindset of our incoming class, they're going to be surprised about two things. One, about the issues that students care about, but they're also going to be surprised that, hey, they care about the same things we care about, just maybe in different ways. So that's a great way to just talk about the issues that everybody cares about. You know, the language might be a little bit different. Facebook is a great example. But really, the issues are really the same, and we need to recognize that.
I think what you're saying also, that generational divides could be helped by more open collaborative communication and more information exchanges here.
Yep, and just honest communication in a forum that where everybody's comfortable. You know, the old list was, you know, let's face it, it was kind of a divider. You know, it was basically for older generations to look at the younger generations and see what they don't know, what they have not experienced and things. But we wanted the Marist mindset list to kind of be a connector, you know, finding common ground and, you know, working out that language, as you said, Kate, to really talk about the issues we all really care about.
Tommy, thank you for joining us.
Oh, thanks so much for having me.
Tommy Zurhellen is an associate professor of English at Marist College in New York. He's an author, one of the directors of the Mindset List, which was created by one of his mentors at Beloit College more than 20 years ago. Just ahead, we get some pointers for preserving the fall harvest with advice on canning, fermenting, and dehydrating food. I'm Kate Archer-Kent. You're listening to The Morning Show on the Ideas Network.